USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the nation's oldest civil rights organization says the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict is hard for him to reconcile.
We have far too many individuals sitting in jail for crimes they didn't commit.
That's NAACP Chief Executive Officer Derek Johnson on CBS's Face the Nation, calling the verdict a warning shot that vigilante justice is now allowed in the United States. And he blamed the current political climate that allowed Rittenhouse to claim he was protecting private property against protesters. Johnson's calling for a new generation of mature politicians who he says should condemn such behavior. Police seized $500 million worth of illegal marijuana in a bust outside Medford in southwest Oregon. Over the course of a couple of days, an estimated 500,000 pounds of illegal pot and a gun were seized from the premises. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The U.S. passing another tragic milestone in the battle against COVID-19 as the number of 2021 COVID-19-related fatalities officially outpaced 2020's total. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has seen over 770,000 deaths over the full course of the pandemic. The cinematographer shot and killed last month on the set of the movie Rust laid to rest this weekend as Helena Hutchins' ashes were interred in a private ceremony attended by friends and family. A photo provided by the family showing her grave marker, which is etched with the lines, "Her light shapes out lives and keep chasing your vision." The Powerball jackpot still climbing. Lottery officials say nobody picked all six numbers in the Saturday night drawing, which means the next drawing is worth $213 million to a winner, if there is one. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in Atlanta still looking for the owner of a gun who ran from the scene after the weapon discharged at the busiest airport in the United States. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International is where it happened on Saturday. On one hand, authorities say it was all just an accident, but the FAA halted flights as a precaution, and they do say they need to talk to the man involved who left the scene, 42-year-old Kenny Wells. Wells managed to run off, and police again have a warrant out for his arrest. It seems Christmas trees are going to cost you this year. Here's more from our Jeremy Scott.
You can expect to pay more for your Christmas tree this year and have fewer to choose from. Experts say you can expect to pay 10 to 30% more no matter whether it's a live tree or an artificial tree. Among the factors, fewer trees planted during the economic recession in 2009, which means fewer trees once they reach maturity 8 to 10 years later. Although real Christmas trees might be a dying trend, a survey in 2020 by the American Christmas Tree Association found that 85% of American households own artificial trees. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the 49th Annual American Music Awards about to begin in Los Angeles. Olivia Rodrigo is nominated in seven categories, including for Artist of the Year. They're starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.